Section 5.1.5, Cultivating Peace Journalism. Quote, how is the world ruled and how do wars start? Diplomats tell lies to journalists and then believe what they read. Karl Kraus, poet, playwright. The warist bias we commonly see in the teaching of history also infects mainstream journalism. Too many reporters, columnists, and news anchors are stuck in the old story that war is inevitable and that it brings peace. There are, however, new initiatives in peace journalism, a movement conceived by peace scholar Johann Galtung. In peace journalism, editors and writers give the reader a chance to consider nonviolent responses to conflict rather than the usual knee-jerk reaction of counter-violence. Peace journalism focuses on the structural and cultural causes of violence and its impacts on actual people rather than the abstract analysis of states, and frames conflicts in terms of their real complexity in contrast to war journalism's simple good guys versus bad guys. It also seeks to publicize peace initiatives commonly ignored by the mainstream press. The Center for Global Peace Journalism publishes the Peace Journalist magazine and offers 10 characteristics of PJ. Quote, 1. PJ is proactive, examining the causes of conflict and looking for ways to encourage dialogue before violence occurs. 2. PJ looks to unite parties rather than divide them, and eschews oversimplified us versus them and good guy versus bad guy reporting. 3. Peace reporters reject official propaganda and instead seek facts from all sources. 4. PJ is balanced, covering issues, suffering, peace proposals from all sides of a conflict. 5. PJ gives voice to the voiceless, instead of just reporting for and about elites and those in power. 6. Peace journalists provide depth and context rather than just superficial and sensational blow-by-blow accounts of violence and conflict. 7. Peace journalists consider the consequences of their reporting. 8. Peace journalists carefully choose and analyze the words they use, understanding that carelessly selected words are often inflammatory. 9. Peace journalists thoughtfully select the images they use, understanding that they can misrepresent an event, exacerbate an already dire situation, and re-victimize those who have suffered. 10. Peace journalists offer counter-narratives that debunk media-created or perpetuated stereotypes, myths, and misperceptions. End quote. An example is Peace Voice, a project of the Oregon Peace Institute. Peace Voice welcomes submission of op-eds that take a new story approach to international conflict and then distributes them to newspapers and blogs around the United States. Taking advantage of the internet, there are many blogs that also distribute the new paradigm thinking, including the Transcend Media Service, New Clear Vision, Peace Action Blog, Waging Peace Blog, Bloggers for Peace, and many other sites on the World Wide Web. Peace research, education, journalism, and blogging are part of the newly developing culture of peace, as are recent developments in religion.